Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm David Blake. Back to Tommy Tucker, WWL, AMFM, and .com.
I apologize, David. I shouldn't have interrupted you. It's just when I heard cooler in 91 degrees, something erupted inside of me.
It just exploded on you.
Yes, I apologize for that. Thank you. Stay cool. Occam's Razor. I don't know if a lot of y'all know what that is, but it's a principle from philosophy. And here's how it goes. Suppose there exists two explanations for an occurrence. In this case, the one that requires the least speculation is usually correct. Another way of saying it is the more assumptions you have to make, the more unlikely an explanation. Michael Shermer joins us, founding publisher of Skeptic Magazine. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
I would presume Occam is something with which you are familiar.
Yes, Occam's Razor is usually applicable, although not always. Sometimes the more complex explanation turns out to be right, but depends on each particular example. In the case of conspiracy theories, it usually works because the more people that have to be involved and the more elements that have to come together in just the right way for the conspiracy to work, the less likely it is to happen or be true for two reasons. One, people are generally more incompetent than we give them credit for. That is, they have a hard time, carrying out their task. And two, people have a hard time keeping their mouth shut. We almost always find out because people talk and they tell somebody who tells somebody. So, it's unlikely that 9/11 was an inside job because, thousands of people would have had to be involved, and there's not one piece of evidence of this, and not one person has gone on 60 Minutes to tell the story of the century about what they knew that the Bush administration was doing and so on. So that tells us that's unlikely to be a true conspiracy theory. But something like Watergate, where, the most powerful administration in the world couldn't even pull off a break-in, that's kind of how things go, incompetency and people talk. You show somebody a badge and a gun with a law enforcement officer, and they usually squeal and tell what really happened. That's the kind of thing that usually happens. Or the case of Clinton couldn't even get a blowjob in the White House without the world knowing. I mean, that's how things normally go. So, again with Epstein, that's the conspiracy theory du jour. It's what's more likely, that a Clinton or Trump operative somehow gotten into this jail system and paid people off and so on, or that it was attributable to incompetence or overworked staff? Or so initially I tweeted that it was a conspiracy of incompetence or conspiracy of dunces. But now new research or new stories have come out about, overworked staff and people that just don't care about their jobs. So maybe it's a conspiracy of cruelty and indifference. People just don't care if this guy kills himself or not. And the only reason we care is, this is the added element to the conspiracy theory, is he's famous. So if you're famous and you die, Marilyn, Diana, JFK, and so on, people pay attention. But, people die by suicide. I think it's 40,000 a year now, something like that. 20,000 of those by gun. We don't notice the background noise there. But if it's somebody super famous, then that stands out, and we start looking for anything odd or unusual to explain it.
Let me pick it up here when we come back. Somebody texted in, and I'm not kidding you, Michael. Somebody texted in from the same number. 9/11 was an inside job, and then they followed it up with, "Who does this guy work for? The government?" And I'm presuming that you don't work for the government.
If I got paychecks from all the conspiracies I'm allegedly in on, I'd be a rich man.
Yeah, I'll bet you would. You know, you talk about just do your job. For the love of God, stay awake. I have a feeling on this. I'll run it past you when we come back. Michael Shermer is our guest, founding publisher of Skeptic Magazine. If you got a conspiracy theory on anything, text it to me at 870-870. I'll run it by Michael. Back in a flash, WWL. 9:46, 14 before 10, talking about conspiracy theories. Now, they pointed this to me out just now. We have a TV in here, and over my left shoulder, who's on the TV but Dr. Anand? And who was I talking to just now? Dr. Anand. Michael, that sound like a conspiracy to you?
I'm connecting the dots. It's all coming together.
Yep. Michael Shermer, our guest.
Yeah, this is one of the underlying factors of conspiratorial thinking is connecting the dots and the idea that nothing happens by chance. Everything happens for a reason. The problem is, in reality, lots of things happen by chance. And so one of our sayings we have is never attribute to malice what can be accounted for by chance or incompetence.
See, in this case, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I mean, again, we should always ask what's more likely. Just line up two hypotheses. So we know Epstein was already suicidal, and he had lots of reasons to want to kill himself. And people in prison, they do kill themselves a lot because it's such a depressing place to be. And we never hear about most of these suicides because they're by nobodies, and no one really cares that much about that except for the family members. In the case of Epstein, of course, there's a lot of people that care because he was rich and famous and also, you know, well-connected and apparently had a black book with a lot of names in it. So that automatically cues people to think, well, maybe one of them offed him. Well, who and how did they do that? So what's more likely, that somehow a Trump or Clinton operative somehow managed to penetrate this prison in Manhattan and get in there in the middle of the night? It'd have to be like 3 or 4 in the morning. You know, and these hallways have cameras. Apparently there are no cameras pointing inside the cell, but the hallways have cameras. So surely those have already been monitored. And then did what? I mean, he strangled himself. So, I mean, it would be hard to strangle somebody in a prison cell if they didn't want to die. But he clearly wanted to, you know, because he was already suicidal. So those two hypotheses, what's more likely? Again, Occam's razor, the simpler one, you know, the guy tried to kill himself and he did it again and he succeeded this time. It's hard to stop somebody who wants to do this. Another example I tweeted was the Nuremberg trials. You know, the Allies had 24/7 guards watching the Nazis in the prison cells. I mean, they had peoples, and they were just standing there staring at it. You can see pictures online of this. And still, Hermann Göring managed to kill himself. Somebody bribed a guard who snuck him a cyanide capsule that he chomped on. So, you know, it's really hard to stop somebody from killing themselves if that's what they want to do.
You know, here's the way I look at it, and I don't think this is beyond the realm of belief. And now we find out that the guards may have been sleeping. I don't know that there's a lot of sympathy for pedophiles in prison. And the guy had tried to kill himself, 2 weeks ago? So it would not surprise me, and I guess this would go more toward incompetence or malfeasance, where the guards, you know, kind of figured, well, let him do the right thing, and it would make it easier on everybody. Yeah. Is that within the realm of belief, you think?
Yeah, that seems plausible to me. The only other twist to that could be he could have bribed one of the guards to let him alone for a few hours. Without a motive, just say, look, I need to sleep. Could you just leave me alone for a few hours? But the question is, how would he bribe him? I mean, he doesn't have anything in his cell. He's obviously not allowed to keep his bank account in there or gold coins or whatever it would be. So he would have to arrange for somebody to pay off a guard. So there we have more people involved who would then talk. So, you know, maybe more will come out, but it's very unlikely that there's anything complex going on.
You know, one thing I noticed, Michael, when it comes to conspiracy theories, they're never looking ahead. They're always looking back. And if there were these grand schemes, don't you think it would leak before?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, this is the hindsight bias where after the fact, everything is strung together in some causal chain that makes perfect sense, none of which made sense before it happened. You know, the same thing happened with 9/11. You know, you string together, you find that memo dated August 9th, 2001, that Osama bin Laden intends to attack America, you know, on our own soil. Why didn't Bush operate, you know, respond to that memo? I mean, Condoleezza Rice had that memo on August 9th. Well, because actually Bush had tens of thousands of pieces of intel that, you know, ISIS or Al-Qaeda was going to do this, Al-Qaeda was going to do that, all over the world, thousands and thousands of them. After the fact, you pull out the one that's linked to it. But before the fact, you don't know what's going to happen. And so that's the problem with the hindsight bias.
Is this similar to you have a friend that dies and you say, my goodness, I was just thinking about him yesterday. That's the oddest thing in the world. But the fact of the matter is you thought about 50 friends yesterday. This just happens to be the one that died, so you think you had some kind of premonition.
Exactly. Or you have a dream. You have, you know, dozens of dreams every night. Finally, one of them comes true. You remember that one, and you think about death premonition dreams or airplane crash dreams or whatever. But all the other dreams that had no connection to reality, you just forget them. So that's a confirmation bias where you only remember the hits and you forget the misses. This is how psychics and astrologers appear to work. You know, they throw out, you know, 200 comments in a 1 hour reading, and you'll remember the three or four that kind of connected to your life, and then you'll say, it's amazing, he got this, this, and this. And my response is, yeah, but he missed, you know, 197 others. explain the misses.
I'm going to leave you with this, Michael. Somebody texted in, if you think Epstein is dead, then I have a bridge to sell you. They busted him out of jail and gave him a new identity. And I would further suggest that he and Osama bin Laden are sharing a condo on Pinehurst in North Carolina because both of these guys, big, big golfers. Michael, have a good day, all right? Thank you.
Okay,
Michael Shermer, founding publisher of Skeptic Magazine. For people that believe it, go ahead and believe it, because you're gonna, and good luck with that. Back in a flash, WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.